Kwazi here. In today's video, I want to share with you how you can control your subconscious mind. And by the end of this video, I'm not only going to share with you how you can most effectively reprogram yourself, but you're also going to learn the four keys that you need to consistently do this every single time at every single level in your life. And this self-reprogramming cycle is gonna completely change the way you view things. So I'm really excited to get started with this video. Let's jump right into it. Real quick, you can access exclusive content that we can't share on the YouTube channel because of the platform's limitations. The link for that is gonna be in the pinned comments in the description. Without further delay, let's go right ahead and get started. Today's video is about controlling the subconscious. Before I begin with this video, I wanna ask you, why do you wanna control your subconscious? What hidden payoff do you think you're going to get by learning to control your subconscious? The biggest problem is most people try to manipulate and control their subconscious. And the nature of the subconscious is such that it needs freedom to operate. If you want to achieve your goals, I can show you a way to achieve them that is better than trying to control and manipulate the subconscious, which is what we're gonna share throughout this video here. So what I want you to know is the only way you can control anything in life is by giving up control. You gain control by giving up control. Control never works because it manipulates and goes against a natural flow. Just think about the nature of your subconscious. If you want to reach out and grab something, does someone tell you, put finger here, put finger there, and put finger there, and then do this, put finger in this position, and be precise? You become mechanical about it. This system, there is such a lack of appreciation for how powerful this whole human system is. It's gone through thousands of years of evolution, and it literally is so powerful that you can access things that we're not even using 1% of our potential. That's how powerful this system is, and it's not even being utilized. It's lying dormant. So the best way to utilize this untapped potential is by learning the dance of the conscious and the subconscious. The subconscious mind only controls 5% of the functions. Over 80% is subconscious, collective unconscious, and largely the unconscious. It's kind of like the iceberg and the bottom of the iceberg. The responsibility of this conscious mind is to give orders to the subconscious. And I learned this a long time ago. I think I was reading this book called The Net and the Butterfly. And it talks about how the conscious mind's function is to give the order. It's the executive network. But then the subconscious mind gets to work in preparing that order. But in order to prepare the order, you can't keep bothering the waiter by changing your order and making alterations to it. You place the order and you let it go. And that's exactly what I'm gonna show you here with this self-reprogramming cycle. By the way, I go into much more detail about the self-reprogramming cycle, and that video has changed over the lives of, like, I'm pretty sure over a million people have watched that. So go check that video out. That's gonna go into much more detail. I'm gonna touch the surface on it because I wanna break down the core thing you must understand to properly control your subconscious and program it with what you want to be programmed rather than what is naturally being programmed. How this self-reprogramming cycle works in programming your subconscious mind is as follows. Initially, and this is an unconscious process, by the way, initially, there is thought. An incoming thought comes. Then we have a reaction to a thought based on our conditioning. There is a feeling and a reaction to thought. This combination of feeling and thought creates a belief. So for example, thought comes in, I'm getting fatter. Feeling, oh, I hate being fat. Belief, shit, I'm fat. You already made the assumption now, right? Like the thought and the feeling combined make you believe you're fat. RAS gets programmed. A thing called the reticular activating system in your subconscious that is kind of like a lens that filters gets programmed. Now, you only start seeing confirmations of where you're fat. And again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a little bit heavier, but you know, this is just for example's sake, so don't berate me in the comments. And then you start to believe that you're ugly and you're unattractive and you're fat or whatever, right? So this is just for the sake of example. Thought plus feeling causes a belief, and this belief programs your RAS, and then you can only look for proof of where you're not good enough and you're not worthy, you're unattractive, or whatever it is that's undesirable. And then this eventually becomes a conviction. You start to believe and operate from this worldview of I'm not good enough, I'm fat, I'm ugly, etc. By the way, there's three main keys here. There's three main pieces to this. The first piece is a thought comes in. Thought then evolves into the level of belief. Belief then evolves into the level of conviction. Now, this is the unconscious self-reprogramming cycle. We want to know how we can advance a consciously chosen thought into a belief and a conviction. Now, this process happens much quicker than consciously programming a subconscious mind because of the following. We are biologically programmed to survive. The best way to survive is to avoid death. Our desire to avoid death is stronger than our desire to live. We are more geared to avoid death than we are to live. Why? Because that's more specific. To live means many different things, or to survive means many different things. There's many different levels of survival, but there's just one death, ceasing to exist. So our avoidance and aversion, fears, are stronger than desires. But with training, you can change that. And that's what we're doing here. So the negative feelings that we have are usually stronger. Therefore, the negative beliefs get programmed faster. And therefore, the RAS gets programmed faster. Then you have confirmation and conviction. How do we do this consciously? We have incoming thoughts and outgoing thoughts. We want to begin with the choice of the thought that we have. For example, Kwasi is a great coach. Kwasi is a great video maker. Then I begin to feel what it feels like to be a great video maker. And a great way to do this is visualization. You visualize the intended outcome, what it feels like once you're doing it. Oh, Kwasi's making a great video. It's getting a lot of views. A lot of people are liking it. That's all great. And now what I must do is begin looking for confirmation. I must, what's in my power is choosing the thought, feeling the feeling, and looking for confirmation. When I can do those three things, all of the beliefs and the convictions and the RAS get programmed by themselves. That is the crucial part. When you're consciously doing it, you must choose thought, feeling, confirmation, those three things. And then the thought eventually becomes a conviction. So if I am choosing to believe, and this is how I did it, right? Like if I go back to the past, if you looked at some of my old videos, maybe 3 years ago, I didn't seem as confident, I didn't seem as good on camera, etc. And you know, I couldn't be the coach that I am today because, hello, I didn't program myself yet. It takes some time. It takes some confirmation. As I started to get successful clients, I started to see the confirmation and then it became a conviction. And you might be thinking, oh, you know, it was just a matter of repetition. But yes, of course it is. It is a matter of repetition. And this is why when you repeat something and you get more comfortable, you have conviction because you have more confirmation there to see that every single time you're hitting a golf ball solid, you know that you can hit a golf ball solid, but you've never hit one solid, then you don't know what it feels like because you've never done it. It's just like that. I hope this makes sense. Let's get to the four keys that you must know to properly use this. And by the way, I go into much more detail about this in the other video, so you need to make sure to check that out. So here are the four keys. Key number one, we talked about this, consciously choose thought plus feeling first. And the example I gave you is me and my coaching business. I grew it from zero to seven figures now. And how I did it was every single day I looked at, who am I becoming? Who is this ideal self? Who is this great coach? Who is this seven-figure business owner? Ah, look, it's happening. Here is growth. There's growth. There's people getting results. Look, it's happening. We're becoming. So all of this confirmation is programming my RAS. And when the RAS gets programmed, it almost goes into automatic. When my belief becomes, I'm becoming successful, everything is going well, then I automatically look for proof of where things are going well. You enter the tipping point. The tipping point is when your filter, your RAS gets programmed. Number two, look for confirmation. So we talked about this. Thought, feeling, confirmation, our responsibility. Number three, this is crucial. Withdraw attention from anything that signals anything else. Attention. What I mean by that is you want to be a successful coach, one person's complaining on YouTube videos, I ignore that. I ignore that as, oh, this person's probably having a bad day, or not everyone's going to find it valuable. That's okay. That's part of being a good coach. You can't help everyone. You have to realize that. Becoming biased and withdrawing attention from anything that doesn't serve your chosen belief. You must do that. Number four, don't control or manipulate. And this is what we talked about initially, right? Just react. You might be like, oh, what is he talking about? You just need to have faith. Once you get to a certain level, once you've done this enough, just live life without any manipulation. Because guess what? Now your subconscious is primed and it will start to look for different opportunities that lead you to that goal you want to get to. But you need to let it lead you instead of consciously intervening, instead of consciously interrupting the waiter from preparing your order at every step. If you do that, it's not going to be effective. It's going to be full of manipulation, full of pauses, full of hesitation, full of doubt. Just do this work, look for proof, and just react and let everything go. Don't try to be too careful. You're ruining everything with being too careful. With that, I conclude this video. I hope this was helpful. Leave me a comment letting me know what you thought of this, if this was helpful or not. If you have other questions, I always look at the comments and I'll love to answer. If you want to work closer together with me and my team in our flagship Reality Mastery Program, where we really go into the depths of all of this, and we've helped over 900 clients grow themselves and become different people who we typically work with are entrepreneurs and business owners who are making less than six figures and they want to get to the six-figure mark and beyond, but they find they have a tactical or strategic abundance. They have all of the tactics and strategies. It's not a tactical problem. It's actually a mindset problem. It's an internal problem. They have a lack of confidence. They keep procrastinating. They keep doubting themselves and their decisions. They prevent themselves from putting themselves out there. They just have a lack of self-worth. If that sounds like you, click on the link in the description below to schedule a call with us to apply for an interview. And let's see if we're a good fit to work together. I'm excited to speak with you. In any case, I'll see you guys next time. Peace.